Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth and final parak of Maseches Beitza, and we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav, continuing to discuss the dinim of Tchum Shabbos. Hagacheles kiragle abaylim. If you have a burning coal, it's subject to the tchum of the owner of that burning coal, meaning the person who owned it when Yom Tov started. V'shalheves b'kol makom. But a flame, you can move anywhere. A flame is not something that's a substantive, tangible object, so it's not subject to the halachos of tchumin whatsoever. So if you take a flame by lighting a candle from someone else's flame, that candle is where you're allowed to bring that candle to wherever the tchum of the candle is. You don't have to worry about the fact that the flame belonged to somebody else. So the Mishnah tells us another halacha that distinguishes between a coal and a flame, but not about tchum. And now we move into the world of me'ila, of misappropriating hegdish. Gachel shel hegdish mol and bav. You get hana'a from a coal that belongs to hegdish, it's a violation of me'ila, nisadarais of me'ila. But when it comes to benefiting from a flame of Hegdish, you're not allowed to benefit from it, but if you do, it's not a violation of Me'ila, because a flame is not a tangible item. Another difference between a coal and a flame, a third difference between a coal and a flame, if on Shabbos you carry a coal out into Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv. But shalheves pater, if you carry a flame out into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, then you're going to be potter. Meaning, how do you carry a flame out if you don't have anything substantive that the flame is latched onto? By simply fanning it. You fan the flame to extend out from the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah. Now, what about water that you take from a well on Yom Tov? Bar shel yachid kiragle yachid. If it was a privately owned well, so then the water from that well is subject to the tchum of the person who owns that well. Vishal anshei osir kiragle anshei osir. Water that was owned jointly by all the people in the city is subject to the tchum of all the people in the city. Vishal ole bavel karagle hamimale. Water from a well that was dug by ole bavel has the tchum of someone who draws, of the person who draws the water, because that well is considered to have been hefker. It's not owned by anybody beforehand, and therefore whoever draws the water from that well is the one who's considered to be the owner of that water. Now we move on to Mishnah Vav. So back to the discussions of tchumin. Mishayu peros of bi'ir acheres. If a person has produce in a different town that's more than 2,000 amos away from him, va'arvu v'nei osayir lahaviyatzal miperosav, and the people of that town made an erev tchumen to enable them to bring him some of his produce, lo yavilo, they're not allowed to bring it to him, because the items are subject to the tchum of the guy who owns them, and it was outside of his tchum. They can't make an erev to bring his stuff to him. He never made the erev. V'meirev hu perosav kamahu. But if he made the Erev, so then the Peros are allowed to go whatever is within his range of where he's allowed to go. So you can make an Erev Tchumen to one side of town where you're now allowed to go up to, let's say, 4,000 amos to that side of town and 0 amos to the other direction, and therefore your Peros are subject to that same distance. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Hey, we learned three distinctions between a gacheles and a shalheves. First one related to tchum, that a gacheles, a coal, is subject to the tchum of the bailim, but a flame doesn't have any din of tchum. Second distinction is that there is an isr me'ila on a gacheles of hegdish, but while you're not allowed to get hana'ah, there's no isr me'ila on a shalheves of hegdish. And third distinction is that there's an isr hotza'ah on Shabbos of a gacheles, but not of a shalheves. We then said that if you draw water from a bar, so if the bar is privately owned, the water is subject to the tchum of the guy who owns the bar. But if it belongs to Anshei Osir, so then it belongs to it's subject to the tchum as all the people in the town, meaning it's subject to the tchum of that city. And if it's if the well is made for Ole Bavel, for people who are traveling from Bavel, then it just takes on the status of whoever fills the water from that well. Whoever takes out water from that well, so that water is subject to his own tchum. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if a person has peros in a different city, and the people in that other city want to make an eruv to be able to bring his peros to him, that doesn't work, because the peros are subject to his tchum, not their tchum. If he makes an eruv, then the peros can go wherever he's allowed to go. Okay, Benjamin, tomorrow we will conclude Maseches Beitza with Perakei Mishnah Zayin, as well as begin Maseches Rosh Hashanah.